Good afternoon, future students. This is the boarding announcement for Campus Gate. We are now inviting those passengers with interest in hydrogen engineering and social work. Please have your student ID cards and the motivation for a great experience ready. Regular application period will begin in June 2024. See you soon.
In the previous episode, the first one specifically on social work, we talked a lot about the great opportunities that will open up to you after graduating from this study program. Why is social work so important, and what did Professor Taube have to say about it? These questions, among others, were answered in the previous episode. Today, we focus on the opinions of people active in the social work fields and in connection with these programs, and look at the requirements you have to meet. Hi everybody, I'm Elena, and I will guide you through this second episode about the social work degree program. Let's start with our first guest, namely Professor Dr. Ralf Roskopf. He played a decisive role in developing the transnational degree program in social work offered by the Campus Gate, and his experience working at GJU in Jordan has been crucial for this. Professor Dr. Roskopf has been the German Vice President at GJU for 3 years, and lived in Jordan until 2022. He is very familiar with the situation of social work in Jordan. That's why we have invited him today. Hello, Professor Dr. Roskopf. Welcome to this episode. We are looking forward to your answers and insights. Let's start with the first question. How did you come to develop the Transnational Social Work Program in collaboration with GJU? Were there specific challenges or needs that motivated you to do so?
When we first talked about establishing a social work program, we could look back to quite some history of collaboration between THWS and GJU already. Still as a dean at THWS, I supported establishing GJU's master program in social work. And since then, both universities collaborated on the master level in terms of student exchange, mobilities back and forth, projects and conferences. However, social work in Jordan is still in the process of professionalization. This close context led me to become vice president of GJU from 2019 and 2022. At that time, its social work department was still weak, with only 3 faculty. The main international organizations present in Jordan were in high need of English-speaking graduates from social work bachelor programs, but so far there are none. To stabilize GJU's social work department and to drive the profession and discipline in Jordan, we immediately started to work on a purely Jordanian bachelor's program social work. When we failed to get the necessary approvals in 2 sequent years for political reasons and priorities, we realized and were told that only an international program would have a chance. At it from a German perspective, in 2022, social work was the academic profession with the highest demand on the federal labor market. Additionally, in the past 10 years, Germany received and welcomed hundreds of thousands of newcomers from Arab countries who have specific needs to be addressed by social work. What a blessing it would be to rely on social workers trained in both countries, familiar with both societies, cultures, and languages. So we tried to sign a joint degree with THWS, but soon realized that the rather rigid Jordanian accreditation requirements paired with GJU's curricular language program would not allow us to come up with a degree attractive for both sides. We decided to jump on an already discussed initiative of THWS and GJU to establish a few highly selected transnational THWS programs hosted at GJU. The respective MOU between both universities was signed in 2022 in presence of Germany's Vice Chancellor Robert Habeck at GJU. After my period in Amman ended in 2022, I returned to THWS. We immediately worked out a funding proposal for the German Academic Exchange Service, DAED, and were highly successful. We worked hard on an accelerated accreditation and got it. And this fall, 2024, we hope to welcome the first batch of social work students. This goes not without challenges. Social work as an academic discipline is not well established and known in Jordan. Professionalization is still developing. Reputation is not comparable to established professions like doctors or engineers. And the neighboring Israeli-Palestinian conflict severely affects public discourses in Jordan, where approximately 50% of the population is of Palestinian origin. Yet when the going going gets tough, the tough get going. We know exactly what we want and what for. It's not a colonial project. It is on request from Jordan. Both universities strongly believe the program will give new impetus to the development of social work in Jordan and the region. It's a triple win, benefiting both labor markets and, most important, the individual social work students.
What are the special features or focus points of the social work degree program, especially in comparison to other social work programs?
There's basically 6 points. First, it's a transnational program. Second, students will earn a German degree accredited and recognized in Jordan. Third, they will begin their studies with 4 semesters at GGU and finish the last 3 semesters at THWS, including an internship semester. Fourth, roughly GGU covers 30% and THWS 70% of the teaching. Fifth, students will be trilingual in Arabic, English, and German on a high language level. And sixth, and most important, they will be ready and eligible for both national labor markets and the international arena. Their future job and salary will pay off for any investments in terms of time, efforts, and money they spent before.
What role does transnational cooperation play in your program, and how do students benefit from it?
The transnational cooperation grants students the unique opportunity to grasp experiences, ideas, understandings, models from 2 localities, and at the same time to enter the global arena. They will learn to value both national experiences, compare, relate, and transform them to something new, which can be called transnational itself. Being trilingual, they will easily find access to the current scientific discourses, to clients, to national and international institutions and funders, something which is very important in the context of the project-based social work in Jordan. Students will personally grow in personality, self-esteem, independence. The international experience will make them mature. They will be an asset wherever and in whatever field they decide to work. And the German degree will be a gate opener to the world. Graduates will have excellent chances on both national and international labor markets.
To what extent have your experiences working at GJU and your life in Jordan influenced your perspective on social work in the region?
A lot, actually. Since 2015, I was constantly in contact and collaborating with the dear colleagues at GGU Social Work Department. Every year, I was taking student groups to Jordan, where we were introduced to the field, visited institutions, refugee camps, and projects. When I became vice president of GGU, the dean's position for the school the social work department is located in was still vacant, and I was asked to act as a dean in parallel to my obligations as a vice president for a semester, which I did. And it put me into even closer contact with the colleagues, but also the needs and their challenges. I was living in Jordan with my family. My wife studied and graduated from GGU's master's degree program in social work with a vast array of internships and field experience. And my daughters engaged in social activities at school. We saw the incredible passion of social workers trying to make a difference in the life of others with limited finances and means. And at the same time, we also saw the challenges and gaps. Jordan is a land in rapid transformation. It values its rich history, traditions, and culture. At the same time, it is open and builds bridges to other parts of the world, trying to pick the best of 2 worlds, a motto best exemplified in the German Jordanian University itself. As elsewhere, social work can accompany those at risk of being left behind in this rapid transformation process, empowering them in their self-reliance, showing and providing individual options, while at the same time fostering social cohesion.
So, how do you assess the current situation of social work in Jordan, and what developments have you observed in this field?
As mentioned, there are very passionate social workers in the field and equally passionate lecturers of social work. However, there is only 3 social work bachelor programs at public universities that I know of. To my knowledge, there are currently only 2 associate or full professors of social work with a social work PhD. Social work is still dominated by related sciences. Current bachelor programs are taught in Arabic with mostly outdated, translated literature from abroad. Students are lacking access to current discourses within the global social work community. In general, many Jordanian university graduates and their potential employers suffer from a gap between what has been taught in the classroom and what is needed in the field. Up to now, no legislation is protecting the profession, no licensing is needed to call yourself a social worker. This leads to confusion to distinguish in the field someone engaging without any academic social work background from those having graduated from social work programs. Taken together, this leads to the impression that anyone could do social work, that there is no need to study it. This creates a situation where reputation and payment of social workers are underdeveloped. However, most recently, legislative initiatives brought on its way. Our transnational hosted program comes at the right time. Together with the governmental initiatives, it has all the potential to change this narrative and to make a real difference on the ground, proving social work as an evidence-based and applied science and a true profession on eye level with others.
What opportunities and challenges do you see for graduates of the Bachelor Social Work Transnational in terms of their professional careers in Jordan, Germany, and internationally?
To start with the challenges, social work, if taken seriously, is a very demanding discipline. It is interdisciplinary, covering knowledge and skills of many related disciplines like health sciences, psychology, pedagogics, sociology, politics, or law. Thus, students have to relate these and transform them into something that is more than its single elements. They need to learn communication skills for interacting with service receivers as well as other professions. Social work is based on a strong ethical fundament. Students and practitioners have to always reflect their own personality and individual and collective circumstances. They have to take care of themselves and seek supervision. Social work, in my eyes, is one of the most demanding studies if taken seriously, and we do. Studying it in a transnational program will add the layers of language, interculturality, and personal development to it. However, in the end, all of this will pay off. The students will not only have excellent job opportunities in Jordan, Germany, and internationally, salary prospects are actually quite decent, especially when you look to Germany or to job opportunities in international organizations, INGOs, and NGOs present in Jordan. And most significantly, they will know that they can make a difference in shaping the tomorrow of their clients and the societies they are living and working in.
So thank you very much for this great interview, and let's move on with the general information. To enroll in the program, you need to know the following things. Since it is a German degree you apply to, there are specific requirements as the university entrance qualification. But don't worry, because for most of the students, this will be easily acquired through a pre-year taught at the GJU. During this pre-year, students will attend already social work-specific courses as well as intensive German classes to meet all the needed requirements, and this pre-year will be fully credited towards your degree. You need a pre-year or another university entrance qualification. In this line, you will need to have a B1 German language level after the pre-year and a B2 before moving to Würzburg in Germany. You will also need a B2 English language certificate after enrolling into the pre-year. I know this is a lot of information, but don't worry. You will find everything on the website, and you can contact the CampusGate team anytime. They will be happy to help you further with the application. You will receive a German degree upon completion of the program. Thus, you are allowed to stay in Germany for 18 months after graduation, and you can search for a job there. The degree is also recognized in Jordan, so that you also have direct access to the labor market there. There are 7 semesters planned, and the costs are about 23,000 euros. More detailed information can be found on our website. So, let's continue with our second guest today, Dr. Agadir from the Princess Tegret Institute in Jordan. My partner, Anna Theresia, flew to Jordan to ask her the following questions.
Hello, Dr. Agadir. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us today. Let's start with our first question. How important is the professionalization of social work in Jordan, And in which fields are social workers most likely to find employment after graduation?
Actually, there is a big move now in Jordan, and I'm glad to say that we are part of it as Princess Tagreed Institute, and we had the privilege also to be part of putting the legislation for accrediting the social workers in Jordan. And this is something which is extremely important. Now that the social worker, when most of their work is within an in public sector, let's talk about the public sector. It's in the Ministry of Social Development, and it might be in police departments with the family protection. There's a lot of social workers, and in any other entities in the public work or governmental work that needs case studies and follow-up and working with patients. I think last year there was like a movement from Her Excellency Wafa Bani Mustafa with Jordan German University, Dr. Sahar Mkhamri, and a lot of doctors, professors there, with the civil society, which is us and other entities that work with social workers, to give an accreditation from the Ministry of Labor to social workers, where they can have structure in their work and hours and development in their career. We started putting all the ideas and challenges, also the sectors of the social work, the support groups such as specialists, a lot of specialties. And we've reached for a document, which is a legislation for, it's called in Arabic, مهنة العمل الاجتماعي, which is accrediting the social work. And they're going to present it through the Ministry of Social Development to the parliament. Through this procedure, there will be a structure which is accredited from the government for social workers. This means that the social work is a big need in our community. And we are talking about governmental sector. If we look at the private sector, there is a lot of job opportunities because every school that respects herself have to have a good social workers with them. And you know, the social worker could be, as I told you, a coach. We have to change the mindset of the social worker. They can be a coach, they can be, you know, a mentors. We have to look into things. But in order to do that, they will just have to take some professional certificates after graduating. And if, for example, if I went to the university and took social work a degree, I can do an NLP, neuro-linguistics programming coaching. I can do CBC, cognitive behavioral coaching. I can do different kind of coaching, life skills coaching. And I can be more effective than any other profession. Because with the background of a social worker and having this professional certificates, which is very easy to take, and at the same time it's not very expensive, and you can empower yourself because you have to be updated in the world with what is going on and what kind of new, you know, methodologies are in and what is the updates of the theories in psychological and social environments and so on. So in Jordan it's a big need. There's a big movement on a very high level official standards, and they are really towards accrediting the social workers in Jordan. And we are so happy to say that because this experience will make us the leaders in having this accreditation within the Arab countries and the Levant area.
Could you also give us an insight into the day-to-day work of a social worker at the Princess Tagreed Institute in Jordan?
You know that we have the Princess Tagreed Center for Diagnosis and Measurement, and this center, it's the educational sector at Princess Tagreed Institute. And maybe a lot of people think that having, you know, like diagnosis and measurement means that we only give the assessment and the diagnosis for the children that comes to us. But believe me, it's not this way, Yani. You need to have social workers with us because we work with the families, the parents that comes, how they deal with their children, how they can contain this challenge and work with them in a nice way and do a case study and start following up with them. So we really look into social workers and we empower them with different kind of skills every 6 months. They take advanced courses to empower them with the tools, how to deal with the parents, how to deal with the children, how to deal with the environment, the community. Because I always say that changing the life of one person could change a community. So because it's like a mushrooms, when you start, you know, changing the life of the person in front of you, of course you don't change it, but you make him feel that he can change it and it comes from within, then he will be changed and his mindset is changed, and then he will go to the people around him, and this is how communities develop. So this is the work of the social work. When you do your work, you have to love your work. And this is my advice whenever I talk to a social worker or specialist or anyone that works, especially with the people, which is the coach or anyone that deals with people. You have to love your work. You have to work from your heart. You have to show the real you. And it's not empathy or sympathy. You have to be powerful also to inspire others and to lead them to the right way. I always say that, you know, going beyond our challenges, it's all a mindset. Because we have our own inner world, and voice that talks to your brain always leads you. So either you become a slave to this voice, or you will be empowered and control this voice and go ahead. So I think that social work is a wonderful, and I think that if I want to go back, and I am a lawyer actually, and I've studied law and different professions, but social work will be part of my choice, believe me. If I want to add to my knowledge, I'll definitely go to social work, because it's an essential degree that can really change our communities.
What opportunities do you see for the new transnational study program in social work of THWS and GJU?
I think there's a big opportunity, but we need to aware the students of the importance of being enrolled in this kind of programs. An outreach program is highly recommended, because people sometimes they don't see the value of being a social worker. Definitely there's a big opportunity, but I advise that you start with the schools, you start with awareness program, you start with bringing some inspiring people to talk about it. They have to see exactly what is my future. And we have to also focus on the bright side of the social work, which is the other side of the life, you know, because I always say that there's always an other side of our life where we look at the spiritual involvement, the giving, because social work is helping others. So besides that, it's a profession, it's a bread and butter. But at the same time, the most important thing in social work that you are helping others. You are holding the hands of people and trying to cross the challenges in a good way. So you have to show this bright side of the social work, because everyone have this beautiful heart to give. So you need to open up their hearts. This is a big side. And the other side is the opportunities, which is there, whether it's in the governmental or public sector or private sector. So I think the way you should approach the social work to the students and the new generation have to be very strong and very sincere and with transparency, plus focusing on the other side of our life.
As the study program runs across countries and cultures, do you think that intercultural experience is important for social workers, and how can they benefit from it in their future job search?
I have a say that everyone knows it, Yani. I always say it, that seeing is believing. And I think that always eyes cannot people. So I'm sure that, you know, the interaction and the field trips and the practical work, being in the field, is the most important thing for social workers. Because when they go there, they see the need, they see the eyes, they see, you know, you will feel yourself living in a bubble. And I always do this with the Helping Hands, which is one of our group for youth, which is from the age 12 to 18, where they go and they help the communities. I always remember that the first visit of any child between this age, the first reflection is that I feel grateful, because they see the reality of the world. They see that this world needs help. They see that there's a need. So definitely, I encourage the field trips. I encourage the intercultural events. I encourage anything that really shows the reality of the social work. And they will appreciate being a social worker after that, because you are changing the lives. You are changing the lives of people, and you are holding their hands and you're helping them. So definitely, this is a must. And it has to be within the curriculum. Yani, I always ask the universities that they have to have like a practical credit hours where they have to be in the field. They have to be with the civil society. They have to present a full case, not only going and having a look. They might be volunteering for 3 months, 6 months, whatever it takes, so that they can feel the need and they can learn, and they will come back with a more enthusiastic ambition to do more and to finish their studies and continue this wonderful work.
Is there anything else you would like to share on the behalf of this project, or do you have any tips for people interested in social work?
Well, actually, I just want to give an advice to everyone that is watching this broadcast, that you have to think about the purpose of your life. Why are you living in this world? What is your purpose? And how can I do something to fulfill this purpose? So is the purpose to live a decent life and have a car and a home and to eat? Or is there a deeper purpose in our life that we should search for? And I think that through studying this kind of subjects, you can find the purpose of your life. Thank you.
So again, we come to the end of an exciting and very informative session. Today we learned a lot about the views of professionals and experts in the field of social work, both in Germany and in Jordan, and we were able to expand our positive views on the transnational study program. I would like to thank today's guests, and I'm very excited about the good cooperation of THWS and GJU in Germany and Jordan. I would also like to thank listeners for joining me today and listen to the amazing insights of our two guests in this episode about the social work degree program. In the next episode, you will get some interesting information about hydrogen engineering. As always, in the episode description, you will find further useful links such as the website and our social media channels. See you in our next episode. It will then be Emilia guiding you through the session. Bye!
Future students, the captain is about to land at the THWS in Würzburg. Please send your application and fasten your seatbelt. Also, make sure not to miss out on further information on the websites linked below. If you have any questions about the CampusGate project, please don't hesitate to text the official website account. We hope you had a fun time listening to this episode. See you next time.